Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and you can stream us worldwide at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It today, we have Angie Reedburn. She is with the North Dakota Board of Addiction Counselors for the Jamestown area. And Angie, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Angie, for taking time out of your day to join us here on Let's Talk. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event on September 7th, the Recover Walk going on in Jamestown. I believe you told me the 8th or 9th annual one going on in Jamestown.
Correct. Yep.
And so we're going to talk more about that later, but first we wanted to talk to Angie about the North Dakota Board of Addiction Counselors and kind of what their goal is and what they're working towards in the Jamestown area. And this has been a part of Jamestown for quite some time.
Yes, absolutely. My goal this year is to just kind of to make it bigger, to get it more out there in the community. The goal is it's just area addiction counselors, helpers, mental health, addiction side coming together just to raise awareness of what is available in our community. If you're suffering from mental illness, from addiction, where you can go for help, what's available, but also to show people that recovery is possible, having people there who are in recovery and have been maintaining that lifestyle to give some hope back to those who are still kind of suffering from either or.
Right. So the main goal is to provide those individuals who are looking for recovery from addiction or to beat addiction. Your goal is then to guide them into the right places they need to go.
Absolutely. 100%.
Awesome. Very good. Angie Reedburn again, joining us, the North Dakota Board of Addiction Counselors. If anybody needs to get this counseling services or anything like that, Angie, how do people get connected usually with the Board of Addiction Counselors?
Well, what that is it entails kind of all the outreach programs that we have in Jamestown. So that would be the Human Service Center, the North Dakota State Hospital. I personally work for the Tompkins program. So there's a group of us too that help people transitioning back into the community from the correctional facilities.
Okay.
So any way, you know, that you can think of to reach out to anybody, the event is for kind of meeting people, mm-hmm. getting connected with other people in recovery who can lead you in the right direction. And also to kind of lessen the stigma of what mental health
right.
looks like, what addiction looks like, so that people aren't so afraid to reach out and get that help.
Well, and you know, people need to understand that there are these programs, there are these organizations that can help people out. And that's really your goal, mm-hmm. is to let people know that there is help out there. There's not, you know, you're not alone in this.
Sure.
So. Yep.
And in the community, we have outpatient, we have inpatient, we have aftercare services. We can also put you in touch with community services like Narcotics Anonymous, Alcoholics Anonymous, Al-Anon if you're looking for family support.
Yeah.
There's so much out there.
Awesome. Very good. So we'll get Angie's contact information and a way that people can get more information about that or get connected with with you guys in those different services. But Angie, there's an upcoming walk that's kind of celebrating Recovery Month, right? This is a big month that you guys will be celebrating or bringing awareness to.
Yep. September, the whole month of September is Recovery Month celebration. So our walk is what we're doing to celebrate that, and that will be held on the 7th. So it's just a way for everybody to come together, just have fun, celebrate, and just have a great time.
Awesome. Excellent. So again, Angie Reedburn joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Let's talk a little bit about that walk, Angie. This is coming up again, as you said, September 7th at McElroy Park, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, what's kind of the event going to entail? It's going to be a walk, obviously.
Right.
But what are some other things that'll be happening with the event?
For the event, we have some great speakers coming all the way from Fargo. Adam Martin is our main speaker. He's working with the F5 Project, doing great things in the FM area. So we're super excited to have him. Kirsten Hoovenin is also coming. She works for Adam. It's just nice to get a male and a female perspective.
For sure.
And they both have some dip their toe in on the mental health side and also the addiction side. So it covers both areas.
Excellent.
Food, anybody that comes, we're going to have food there. We're going to have door prizes. We're going to have music, a bouncy house. If you have children, bring them.
Wow.
Outdoor activities, just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. When does this all kick off, Angie?
Like I said, September 7th, it starts at 5:15. If you get there, the first 100 people get free t-shirts. Again, like I said, there's going to be food. It goes till 8 o'clock. We do like like to mention that you have to be present to win the door prizes at 7:30.
Okay.
Just kind of a way to keep people involved, keep people there.
For sure. And raise that awareness, right?
Absolutely.
That's the big goal with this.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. So then get that circled on your calendar, September 7th at McElroy Park. It is the Recovery Walk going on in Jamestown. And there's going to be several of these going across the state, I believe,
yep.
right? This is just one of many.
Yes. Yep. We chose to do the Recovery Walk. There's other places, like I said, Fargo, Bismarck, a lot of the transitional centers, halfway houses, they do their own. I know the Jamestown Correctional Center in town here will also be doing one for the inmates to participate in. So it's just going to be a cool way to get everybody involved in the community.
Awesome. So get involved and learn more about what your work is and what you guys are doing, and celebrate the recovery week, or recovery month, I should say. Angie, let's get some contact information. If individuals want to learn more about the Recovery Walk coming up, they want to learn more about your work or how to get involved, get more information, or maybe get the information to somebody who needs it.
Sure.
There's a lot of different ways a person can do that.
Absolutely. My personal information, we have flyers up all over town. You can contact me, 253-3676. We also have a Facebook page, a couple of them actually. 2017 Jamestown Area Recovery Month, or 2017 Jamestown Area Recovery Event. And that is okay. More specifically for the Recovery Walk.
For sure.
But any of those options, get in touch with somebody around there. All of the community members will have black shirts on. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask anybody.
Excellent. I guess I should have asked too, Angie, is there a cost to participate in this walk?
Absolutely not. Nope.
Wonderful.
You come, everything is free. Like I said, the first 100 people get a free t-shirt to celebrate. So it's just an event. Like I said, we're planning to bring awareness,
awesome.
To lessen some stigma and get everybody involved.
Awesome. So great information will be shared, and really camaraderie and celebration during the Recovery Walk on September 7th. Angie, anything else you wanted to add in there about your services, what you guys do, or about the Recovery Walk or Recover Month?
I just want to say personally that I'm just so grateful for the community of Jamestown. We have tons of really great sponsors who have, you know, helped us out to get this kickoff started, and have been really helpful. And that's really awesome to see when you can see community businesses invested in something that are, you know, we're affected by. You're hearing, you know, people overdoses all the time. And so it's just a great way to get it out there. And so people can get connected.
Awesome. It's all about the support.
100%.
Awesome. Excellent. So again, the Recovery Walk in Jamestown coming up September 7th. Angie will be there. Lots of information to be shared and a lot of fun, it sounds like, too, as well. Angie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.